I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One time I went to Applesville. I climbed up an apple made out of a hill. I met me a worm piping out of its hole, chomping on an apple like a goddamn mole. My name's Matt Gourley.
And I'm Mark McConville. And you're listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio. Matt, is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say, this is the season finale of Pistol Shrimps Radio.
You're goddamn right it is,
you
Matt.
You won't believe what happens this time.
There's actual for real drama, Matt.
A forensics expert will throw his hands up and say, screw it, I'm becoming a priest.
An orphan will track down his real parents and tell them, how dare you for giving me up.
A canine cop will say, truth be told, I like cats.
Two firefighters will pretend to be in a relationship to get health insurance. That's a shitty movie. Going to happen.
A guy will have a remote that control that he can control the world. Oh, never mind.
That movie got made. All right, look. Here's the real scoop. You're getting two scoops of mint chocolate chip.
God, I wish I had that right now.
We've got the Pistol Shrimps in their sort of slate gray jerseys, and the other team is Hood to Hollywood. They're in white tonight. Matt, the winner is the championship of the league.
There's a lot of stakes
here. The winner
here.
This is the championship of the league.
There's a lot of stakes here, Mark, at Pan Pacific North. We're set up in the corner in the very first place that we ever were when that day, what, some
71 years ago?
71 years ago, we came to this gym.
On
we
a set night up just mics. Like tonight.
That's right.
And it was a lot hotter.
Yeah, we were wearing sport coats, and we had vintage broadcasting headphones on. It took us about a week or two to abandon those completely out of comfort, but pretty much everything remains the same. Isn't that right, my friend?
I think so, Matt. Same unreliable basketball calling from this corner and other corners of other gyms across Los Angeles, California.
We've learned a lot in those years, and mostly what we've learned is we haven't learned a lot. Well, there's the buzzer, and that means it's almost time to get this thing a-going. Your Pistol Shrimps for this evening's play are...
Looks like we got number 53, Paisley Gray.
Number 16, Captain Blasuch.
Number 8, KV, Kelly Vallon.
Number 11, Tally Levy, TLC Crouch.
Is that Amanda Funbuns Lund over there? Did you say that already?
Drove in with someone else, if it isn't.
We've got number 0, Angela Swaggy Trim Trimber, but that's not who that is.
Yeah,
that's Randall Tex Cobb.
That's Randall Tex Cobb.
And just showing Kristen, up right here, yeah. Here comes Vup 450. That's Allison.
And we've got Ingra, Hanma Boogie, Walla, and also I believe I saw Melissa Stetton. Is she not playing?
Melissa is here. Oh. She's over there somewhere.
Okay.
Look, folks, the last time these two teams met, the Shrimps had a lot of ball luck. A lot of balls go in, and Hood to Hollywood couldn't make baskets. They were having.
How do you
I heard him. Well, I heard them talking over here before the game. They were right in this corner, kind of warming
previously
up.
Previously on,
yeah, they had bad. There's Molly Hockey.
That's right.
They had bad luck with the ball. They couldn't get shots to go. They were kind of nearly missing going in.
You're not wrong, Mark.
And so tonight is gonna be a feisty battle for the championship of this league.
I, for one, stand agog to see what happens. Your action is coached by DJ Busy tonight. We haven't seen Coach Wenger in quite a while, have we?
Yeah, I think he's got a case of the Tuesday nights.
I had one of those so bad.
It lasted till Thursday morning?
That's what I call 48 hours with Eddie Murphy and Nick Canolti.
I've never seen that movie all the way through.
Really? Oh, it's a great movie.
I tried to watch it recently. And
start with another 48 hours.
I got to start with the second one?
Mm-hmm.
And then go back?
No, then watch the third one. We found more 48
hours. 96 hours?
Yeah. And then there's a fifth one called This One Hasn't Ended Yet.
Oh, they're still making it?
Yeah, well,
that's why we haven't heard from Eddie Murphy.
Showing.
Wait.
They're still, it was so many hours that they haven't had enough hours to film as many hours are in the story.
My brain just fell out, Matt.
Let me pick it up and then welcome you to Pistol Shrimps Radio.
How are you doing today, Matt?
Well,
how's your new,
I'm
let's
not
check in.
Lie.
This is let's go old school.
Okay.
Let's check in on your nutrition. Do you eat anything today?
Yeah, my nutrition's good, but I'm having a real bad headache, so I apologize in advance if you're sensing something wrong in our listener speaker relationship. I got this like right side of my head kind of sharp and dull ache, but that's not why you called. I'm not here to complain. I'm not even here to broadcast with a headache. I'm here to podcast with a bed quake.
I apologize.
How you doing, Marky?
Let me put this cloth on your lip.
Let me put this fucking cloth on your lip.
I'm doing good. I got up super early, so I'm gonna.
Why'd you get up so early to do a call?
I had a phone call with Europe.
Oh,
the band.
Oh, I bust the reins down in Africa. Now I know that's not Europe. I know that's Toto, but they're singing about Africa, which is a continent, and so is Europe. So let's sing a song from Asia.
Let me stand up on my old man box for 1 second. You heard this Weezer cover of Toto's Africa?
Yeah, sure.
It's a note-for-note remake. What's the point, Gus Van Sant?
I don't know. Why don't you talk to Def Leppard, who did it to their own album?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense
either.
Sure it
does. They couldn't stream it digitally, so they did it again on their terms, even though those terms were exactly the same terms.
Well, I'd like to invite Weezer to go rub up a ditch. Just rub up in a ditch. Roll around in there, get some ditch water in your hair, and then rework it. Do a different version of it.
We're about to begin, so let's talk about Asia.
That was the heat of the moment.
Game is on.
Bup
450 with a big rebound. She's going to be the ball handler tonight, Matt. No Jessie Thomas on the court, and that's a major detriment to the team. She's easily the best player on the Pistol Shrimp.
That's
so Bup 450
right.
is going to have to do some damage tonight.
Here's Stephen Bridle setting up better late than never. It's weird to see the Shrimps in gray.
I agree. They should be wearing red, but those jerseys are dead.
It's time for a free throw, which means it's time for free throw pseudopodographia. Do you remember that word?
Pseudopigrapha.
There's a point from Ingrid Hanmaboogie Wallace. She's always good for a couple of basketball points.
1-0.
If you're just tuning in, we spent last week in Washington, District of Columbia, calling the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Worth a listen if you haven't had a chance to. Worth a glisten if you hadn't had a chance to put some oil on.
Now, normally if you listen to the show, you know that it's all basketball, and we're a couple of jelly bean-brained ding-dongs who just say words into a mic while basketball happens. But we did our level best to call the Spelling Bee and really try to capture the heart of that event.
That's right. Well, we've called that Spelling Bee about as much as we've called basketball tonight, which is not much, even for the beginning of a game. So I'm going to do my best to get you, the basketball listener, up to speed. Well, was that it? Did I do it?
You did talk about basketball.
There's a scrum on the floor. It is getting heated out there. Maria, 2 Vup 450. They're going to regroup and see what we can do here. 18:22 left on the clock with 2 points on the board, and they belong to the Shrimps.
Pass inside to Hanmaboogie. The ball will go out of bounds, and it's going to go off of a player for the Hood to Hollywood team, so the Pistol Shrimps will inbound here.
It's inbound. Steven, how you doing?
You know, oh God, Matt, it's just nice. It's nice to see you in that color blue.
You know, I've been getting a lot of compliments for this color blue, and I don't know what's going on. Maybe because I never wear this color blue.
Yeah, you're somewhat of a grayscale fella. I don't know. Great to be back. We're all rejuvenated after a weekend getaway.
That's right. The Pistol Shrimps spent some time out in the desert.
Did you guys talk about that?
No.
We haven't yet, no.
Oh, the Shrimps had a bit of a vacation in Palm Springs. Got some sun. And thank God we're alive.
That's right. I'm glad you guys are alive. You didn't get sun blistered or pool.
Scorpion bit.
That's right. We got a free throw coming up here.
Number 2 will shoot free throws for Hood to Hollywood. The action is Fast and Furious, starring Vin Diesel.
Now, 3 tribal children invented glue, and that's when the Bible got finally stuck together in a bunch of pages and the first book was born.
Were you doing a scripture, Matt?
No.
That was just you talking?
What, did I say something?
I thought you did. Maybe I'm cuckoo crazy. We got a shot there from Hood to Hollywood. Rebound, Vup 450. Allison has that rebound. Nice handle on the ball. She'll head up the court.
Handle on the ball, handle on the ball. We won't stop singing till you handle on the ball.
Nice shot from Melissa Bandle Stetton. Doesn't go in.
Bandle on the hall. We all gather together as we bandle in the hall.
What's bandling?
It's when you get a group of musicians together and put them on a quilt.
Beautiful rebound by Hanma Boogie, Ingrid Walla.
Still 2-0 here with 16:20 left on the clock.
Paisley Gray just kind of fell down for fun there. Did you
kind
see that?
Of on her own,
yeah,
I think.
She got tripped by the hardwood monster.
Have a good time. If you don't have the ball, it doesn't mean you can't have a good time.
Yeah, go ahead. Treat this place like your own personal slip and slide.
See if we care.
I don't care.
You're all a bunch of jackanapes.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Out to Hollywood, pass inside. They're going to try for points. No good. They get their own rebound. Pass outside. Expect a long shot here. That's off the rim. No good.
I did expect it, and I was not disappointed.
I've got a couple of different referees here tonight, Matt. I don't know that I've ever seen
either one of these. Yeah, we've seen this young buck before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Last week at the Scripps National Spelling Bee, I think
Reffy Hauser.
Didn't he have to spell the word habitat? A lot of those words at the spelling bee ended up sounding like that to me.
That's right, Mark. You're not kidding.
Allison moves to her left. She's got the ball out beyond the three-point arc.
Mark, let me ask you something. So if they win this, there's no, like,
there's no
game
playoff
where they fight another division? Oh, that was a kick. I saw a kick. This is refresh my memory, but I don't believe we're playing soccer here.
Thanks, Sassy Matt.
You're welcome.
Looks like there was a kick of the ball, maybe? So,
all right, Basucci up 450.
Inbounds.
It's going to ring around the key, and the ball is out. Inbound Shrimps, Reffy Hauser. No, inbound Hood to Hollywood. You ever seen Doc Hollywood?
Yeah, a couple of times. I have a tattoo.
You ever seen Dentist Hollywood?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You ever seen psychological family counselor, licensed clinical practitioner Hollywood?
Keep going. Any more?
Yeah, sure. You ever seen Doc Holliday Hollywood?
That one's made up.
You ever seen Morgan Virgil and Wyatt Earp Hollywood?
That also, I mean, I've seen Tombstone, if that's what you're
asking. You ever seen Billy Zane, Dana Delaney, and Jason Priestley are actually in Hollywood, in Tombstone? So's Billy Bob Thornton. Did you know that, Hollywood?
Did I know it?
Yeah. There's Molly Hockey. Molly, do you have a word for the podcast?
She's busy right now, Matt. She's in the middle of the game.
I'm busy too, but I'm getting the job done.
We've got some sub outs here for the Pistol
Sub outs.
Who's checking in here? KV Valen is checking in. Tally Levy Crouch is checking in.
What do we got? We got anything to open?
We just got a couple of pieces of mail here, Matt.
All right.
Can you feel the tension in this game?
Can you feel the tension tonight?
Almost. Allison, Vup 450's got the ball. She's got to take a shot, I think. She'll drive to the lane.
Wow, she drove about 40 steps there, though.
You can't do that. You get two steps, and then you have to shoot the ball. That's basketball.
Give me two steps, baby. Give me two steps, baby. Give me two steps. Give me six.
What band is that?
The George Thorogood and the Tennessee Ridiculouses. Who is it?
It's 2-2. That, I believe, is Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Give me two steps, baby. Give me two steps, baby. Give me two little steps all night.
I feel like there's more words than that.
Give me two steps, baby. I'd take two more if you got them. Give me two steps tomorrow, all right.
Hood to Hollywood has the ball. They're going to try to get another basket here and go up. It's 2-2, tie game, 12:33 on the clock. It's good if you're a ballerina, but bad if you're a basketball team.
That's right, Mark.
Rebound by Tally Levy Crouch, who's easily the shortest person on the court. That is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. There's Vup 450. She makes her way inside the big circle.
Got to get the ball to Hama Boogie. There's
my Boogie
points.
Puts two in, as she is wont to do. Referee blows a toot-toot and makes a symbol that looks like a guy is doing a semaphore thing.
Sure, semaphore.
What's a sit to pee with?
All right, Matt, we got this sent to us from Andrew. Hey, my boogies, I was walking through Canton while traveling around China and thought I should write to my favorite women's rec league basketball commentators. Go Shrimps.
God, I was biting my nails. What if it wasn't us?
That's from...
Oh, that's a bitchin' card.
Yeah, that's from China. China.
China. You want to hear my Trump?
Yeah. Did I just hear it?
No, give me something to say.
Yeah, I'm a reasonable fellow.
I'm a reasonable fellow.
That's a pretty good impression. This one, Matt Berkey's sending cards from all over the place. This is from Mammoth Cave National Park. He just says, my heart will go on.
Near, far,
oh, what have I done?
Wherever you are.
We're back.
I believe that my heart will go on.
12:10 on the clock. 4-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. This is for all the marbles, folks. This is for... We got another timeout here? What's going on here?
There's a timeout?
Yeah, but why? Did Hood to Hollywood forget to put a player in?
Hood to Hollywood.
Matt, you can't lean on me the whole podcast.
Lean on me! When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
Rebound, Molly Hockey. It's going to be really hard for me. It's going to be hard for me to not say words that are also songs.
Words that are also songs. What by song Eric Clapton.
No. No, no, no. Oh, that's sorry. Not a...
Words that are also songs by the Go-Go's.
We got to travel there by Vup 450, and that sucks because I want the Pistol Shrimps to win.
I do too, but they're still winning. It's 4-2 here. Shrimps lead with 11:26 left on the clock. Talk.
Not tickety anymore.
Tock. Tick tock on the clock.
We got a tie game here. 4-4. Hood to Hollywood versus Pistol Shrimps.
Radio. I'm on a Mexican. Whoa. Toot toot by the ref. A lot of go downs.
22 just knocked
think?
Valen over.
She a lot of go downs. A lot of go fast boats. We gotta watch Miami Vice again,
a lot
Mark.
Of boat
we
needs.
Went and saw that in the theater. Do you remember?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
We also talked about it last basketball, not in the hotel room when we did a basketball podcast from a hotel room.
Yeah. But by the way, we got Steven to thank for making that all happen too. Steven, thanks for being our man in the West, setting up tech and AV concerns.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my years, you know, dwelling around in my dark room with electronics for a reason. So,
well, it's finally come to roost, and we can all thank the good Lord above that he babied you.
We ought to slip
into
Steven.
This world.
We ought to slip Steven and Andrew Jackson or two for that.
Slip Steven away. Slip Steven away. Though the million the situation, oh, you're still sleeping.
Uh-huh. Allison got the ball. She'll pass to Hockey. Hockey's right on the edge.
Uh-oh.
She stepped out.
Look at how the ref tweeted, and then he did a real firm point. He's still pointing. You know, in some countries, it's not very polite to point.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I hope you don't go reffing around the world.
Around the world.
Around the world.
So if I start a song, you're just going to jump right on that grenade?
Well, yeah, because this is what I want to do.
Just sing?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's catchy,
yeah.
I know, you can't help yourself.
You can't.
I can't help myself. I love you and nobody else. Okay, it took you a while.
Well, I didn't know which one you were doing there.
Which other one would it be?
I don't know, but I couldn't.
I can't
I
help falling in love
melody.
With you?
I can't help falling in love with you.
Free throws, Matt. You have to be quiet.
Every single child and adult in the land, except for a teenager named Philip, went down to the dust caverns to give themselves a blowout.
5-4 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Antediluvian hair dryers were just a big hollowed out cob of corn and a lady on the other end blowing a bunch of hot air. But the hair never looked better as Bathsheba.
Perfect free throws here.
Got into one of her namesakes and used all kinds of salt waters to give herself the soul crush.
8:30 on the clock here. Wide open shot for Hood to Hollywood. No good. Rebound, Amanda Lund.
Wide open under them skies of blue. Wow, it is hot action here.
Have you noticed? You started to
Mark,
notice.
Let's pay attention to the game.
I am paying attention to the game.
Vup 40 with a layup. It isn't going to go in. Hoops to Hoodwinks. Got the ball back. And they're heading down to the south end. It's 4-6. 8 minutes left on the clock. Mark, let's try to get in this game.
Huh? I'm into the game here. Hood to Hollywood has the ball. Number 22 will be pestered by Vup 450, who gives her a little finger wag. Uh-uh, you're not doing that tonight.
Long pass from Hoops to Who Cakes. And Cindy Hulu takes the shot.
Uh-oh, up 450, I believe. Fouled the player on that, and there will be free throws for number 34.
Mark, you take this one.
What am I doing?
Free throw scriptures.
Always? Every time?
Yeah, it's the thing for this season, at least.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
You're wasting time.
You got to give me a chance to find it in the book.
There's a point for the Hoopers.
I'm reading these out of a book.
Oh, you're right. Thumb through and just pick one.
Herman the Walrus Wrangler had a hard time getting a job as he lived in a landlocked village named Stardanash.
I know this one.
That's it.
This is Tentacles H. Tep. He's Solera.
6'5, Pitzel Shrimps. Up 450 will drive. She's got to think. They're really pestering her.
Yeah, they really
I
are.
I think they know.
Inside path to Randall Tex Cobb.
She gets called for a travel. That's,
wow.
That's a pile of hockey pucks right there. That is no good. I did not appreciate that call from our referee, 13-year-old James.
I'm 13-year-old James. I smell like Willie Ames. I look like Ving Rhames, but now you do the end rhyme, listener.
Pistol Shrimps Radio providing you Mad Lib commentary.
That's traveling.
There's a lot of it going on, too. Double team there. Good defense from the Pistol Shrimps. Paisley Gray with the rebound. She is getting all kinds of pestered by this team.
All kinds of pestered, all kinds of pesto. Ooh, hard drive up 450, no good.
Rebound Paisley.
Let your grimy mitts off that ball, Hoop Links.
It's a jump ball, and so the Pistol Shrimps will take it because of the possession arrow, a thing that we just sort of understand.
Right.
No, never mind. Hood to Hollywood has the ball. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
You see what I mean? What is that?
There's a song. Go for it.
What is it?
7-6 in favor of Hood to Hollywood. Please.
I mean, you know what I mean.
He's mean.
What is that?
It's from Popeye.
The film.
Yeah, just watched it.
Is that Robert Altman?
Sure is.
Is it good? I remember being disappointed, but I think that's because I was a kid.
I love it.
Beautiful points for Vup 450, Allison. She scores. It's 8-7 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
They're back in the lead. It's 4:48 left on the clock. In comes Captain Blasuch, and out goes Randall Tex Cobb, in with Maboogie and Mastetten, out with Mahockey and Mavallon.
So who's on the court right now? We got Blasucci, Gray, Han Maboogie, Vup 450, and Melissa Stetton.
Almost an original team.
I believe this is your starting lineup for tonight's game.
Maybe.
Allison's going to come on up playing the point. She fakes left, goes right. She's going to float into the corner. Pass out to Stetton. Stetton is pestered by 12.
She pops
turns,
it up.
Shoots.
Almost there. Almost. Ooh, good save by Vup 450 out on the Shrimps. But the ref is open to suggestions, it looks like. I'm not sure what he means
by
that.
They are sort of bartering for who touched it and who didn't. 10 cents up, $2 down.
Give myself a lift to fucking Stance Town.
You don't know that song?
Didn't say I didn't. There's two
nice.
More points for the Hoopers. The Hoopleheads.
That's points for the Pistol Shrimps.
Oh, it is?
Matthew. Remember they're wearing gray?
Who are?
The Pistol Shrimps.
I'm wearing a nice shade of blue.
No kidding.
Normally I'm a navy blue man. This is
what
blue,
happened.
This blue is like.
Did you stay out in the sun too long?
What pink is, right?
Yeah, it's a
like that.
Yeah.
There's another point. Vup 450 puts in a free throw.
Shrimps are up 11-7. Tension everywhere here. Call your chiropractor on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Oh,
come on.
Come on. Ingrid goes down. She hit the heel of someone else, but as usual, she's a trooper. She seems okay.
And the foul is called on Ingrid Hanma Boogiewala.
Are you kidding me?
This is where fouls are stupid because no one ever knows how they work.
And there was a foul stench in the village of Beth Gesmesi, and it was the stench of a putrid fish who was once a merman from the movie Splash City, who that lady fell in love and fed him tuna sandwiches. And then Zod came along and said, cut my finger off. Why don't you have sex with a gill man?
A lot of drama going on over here on the side. I think maybe Ingrid Hanma Boogiewala might have. She needs a Band-Aid. They got to go
the
first
woman
aid.
A Band-Aid. I have to say, Ingrid Hanma Boogie has the most positive fighting spirit, and I would give all of my fingers to have an ounce of that.
Matt, she's tougher than a $2 steak, I'm telling you right now. That's points for Hood to Hollywood, 11-8.
You don't deserve it.
You sure don't. I mean, that, I don't know what the
where
hell
I come from, you got to earn basketball points.
And you earn them by shooting the basket into the hoop.
That's
where
right.
Do you come from?
I come from basketball earningville.
Vup 450 will dribble in. She'll
try
to shoot.
Oh, man, they are on her. There's a toot-toot. I think it means we get a free squirt.
I don't know what it means. Yeah, it does mean she's going to shoot free throws.
Mark, take it away. Well, if you're not going
to
go,
I'm about to do it if you'll let me, for crying out loud.
All right.
Daytime had gone on strike, and so Mr. Moon had to work overtime. His wife and three moon kids stayed home, trying to eat whatever oatmeal was left in the pot. Times were tough. Then the day came back to work and said, I'll come and do this, and everything was right again. There's no point to the story. It's just a long-winded thing that I'd had to say.
Except when 12 hours later came and the darkness descended upon Beaver Town, someone noticed one of the moon kids had gone missing. Next up on True Crime, Moon Death in Ice Valley, we're going to take a look at why the moon is less bright because the smile has faded on the Cheese Man, and one of the kids will never be seen again.
13-8 favor of the Pistol Shrimps, 1:20 on the clock. I really want the Pistol Shrimps to win this game.
I think they're going to, Mark. That's why I'm not even fretting.
I don't know. It is getting very physical out
Paisley
here.
Down
and
again.
It's causing me a lot of strife. Vup 450 has the ball. She's dribbling. She'll pass to Hockey. Hockey will try to pass long, but she can't. Back to Allison. Allison will drive. She's about at the free throw line. Four,
oh, Lord Almighty.
Four members of Hood for Hollywood. Ooh. Surrounding her.
Oh,
she's just having a chat with
complaining to the ref, and I get it. I get it. This is a heated batch of basketball. 45 seconds left. There's 2 points for the Hoopers. Man, it is
13-10 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
I think that's what the score will remain. We've got about 30 seconds left in this clock half.
Plenty of time for points here for the Pistol Shrimps.
Plenty of time for points. Man. Oh, 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 the ball is loose. It's in the hands of Ahula. And, oh, man, back into the – someone kicked it out of bounds. I don't know what's going on. Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria. We need this halftime to show up more than ever. Why did the clock stop?
I don't know. Is it a timeout? Should we replace batteries? We're almost out of batteries.
Are we?
Well, we've got enough to get us to halftime.
The referee kicked
from
the ball.
From there, we can get a passage to Anchorhead.
So they're over here commiserating about what happened. And I do think they got the call right after talking to it.
Kasu Leach, good to see you.
Tell it to Kanja Club on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Solo. And Adroid and two fugitives.
That's about what that dude sounds like. There's a travel.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, money scramble.
I got some money. You got any money? How much money you got on you?
All right, we got to
let me just see.
You want to come over?
It's halftime here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to talk to Valerie Miller, who basically is the brains and all the passion and all the fire behind the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She's here tonight.
Exactly.
And we're very excited to have her. You're on a tour with the champion, Karthik. He's going to go on Kimmel and Spontanea Nation tomorrow.
Exactly. Yes, it's been a busy week. We started in New York City on Monday, so we were there for Live with Kelly and Ryan in the morning.
I saw that.
After that, we got to meet President Clinton.
Oh, my God.
He was there for a special taping with author James Patterson.
Oh, that's
talking
right.
About their book.
The
so
president
got a nice
is missing.
Photo opportunity that the president got to have a picture taken with Karthik.
Oh, my
so
God.
So very exciting.
Wow.
For him. Yes.
Oh, my God. Have you met many presidents?
I also like the phrasing of that. The president got to take a picture with the spelling bee champ, but not the other way around.
That's right.
Have you met many presidents doing this?
No, I haven't.
That's
that was the
only
first,
one?
Yes.
Wow.
That I've, yes. Yeah, they used to have the champ would go to actually go to the White House and meet with the president, but that has kind of ended.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yes.
So, how long are you in town?
I leave tomorrow. No, leave Thursday.
Thursday. And are you enjoying your first Pistol Shrimps game?
It's very exciting. Lots of good action.
I know. This one is action-packed because it's all the marbles. This is the season finale. And they're fighting to be the champs.
Well, then I came to a good game.
You sure did.
Yes,
yes.
They're playing with a lot of heart.
Yeah.
This is like the Super Bowl, but for basketball.
So that would be like the NBA playoffs?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't even know. That's the clearest analogy I've ever heard one of us make.
I agree, Matt. So how has our champion been reacting to all of this?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a lot for someone to handle.
I think it's been a little overwhelming. He's very quiet, reserved.
Yeah.
But he has taken everything in stride. He and his family have been fantastic.
Oh,
they
nice.
Have dealt with every change, every, hey, we're going to do this now. And, hey, I need you to talk with this person. Okay. They roll with it. They're doing great. He has great answers. He's been certainly a great ambassador for the RSVB program,
yes.
being that he won.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
For it. So now when people say, what's this RSVB? He talks about it and says how it's been a great game changer for him and that it allowed him into the competition. And you see what happened. He won.
Well, it was a hell of a week for us. We absolutely loved it. It was so special. And we can't thank you enough for having us do that. It was really fun.
Oh, well, I certainly enjoyed your podcasts from it. I was laughing out loud on the plane, to which a woman next to me say, what are you listening to that's making you laugh so much? And, of course, I shared with her.
Oh,
so.
Really? I don't know how you'd explain it, but thank you, Valerie.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
me. Yes, enjoy the second act.
Yes, enjoy half. It's second half action. We're back. 13-10, favor of the Pistol Shrimps, and it's... already,
yeah.
People are jumping around, diving, running around.
Hi.
Tweeted you guys today. I came out from Jersey to see the game.
Jersey to see the game. What's your name, sir?
My name is Sharik.
Sharik, you want to pop around right after the game and we'll talk to you? All right, sounds good.
My girlfriend wants to say hello because she couldn't make it.
Hi, girlfriend.
This is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. All right, we'll see you in a second. Thanks for all the way from Jersey. All right, I haven't even had a chance to change the batteries or my underwear. This game is so exciting, and we are deep in it, Mark.
We sure are, Matt. There's 19 minutes left in this season.
Oh, my God.
Think of it that way, Matt.
I got to change these batteries. We're going to have to take a break at some point, but there's a free throw here, and I can't take a break.
You might as well do it now.
The batteries had come down, and they were just clay pots filled with copper and nickel, and actually saw an episode about this on Mythbusters.
But some weird kid dropped a salamander in there, and the first Energizer bunny came around looking for something to eat, and it found a salamander drowned in a copper pot.
And the crazy shit is he actually ran out of juice, but he was rejuiced 3 days later when the stone door was moved and the bunny came out beating a drum in the name of Satan.
And there it was, the copper top, but since he was dyslexic, it was copper pot.
Except Ever Ready came along and then whoever else makes batteries.
Oh.
All right. I gotta shut this off. We'll be right back. What'd I miss?
Well, we had free throws from Hood to Hollywood. They did not make them. There was a long rebound. Now it is 13-12 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. 17-15 on the clock. Vup 450 is going to shoot two free throws. She was just fouled.
God, put us ahead. Put us ahead.
Let's
Lord
do
God,
it.
Put
get
us ahead.
In
no
there.
Scriptures. We got to get this. Oh, no good on the first one. There is a 1-point spread here, And it means everything for the championship of this division in this league on this day of our Lord, Friday the April 6th.
Up 450 with another free throw. She can't get that one to go. The ball went off of a white jerseyed player, so the Pistol Shrimps will get the ball back here. Oh, look at this. All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hanma Boogie passes over to Vup 450. Vup 450 will pass to Paisley Gray. Paisley Gray's got the ball. She'll pass back to Vup 450. A pick is set. The ball's knocked out of bounds by a Hood to Hollywood player. Pistol Shrimps will retain possession.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but 6.5 and 12. Doodah, so doodah.
Possession isn't 1/10 of the law?
Or absence of?
I don't, yeah. That, oh, Tally Levy Crouch had the ball just pop off the top of her fingertips there.
I love it.
That pass went out of bounds. Hood to Hollywood takes over.
These girls got heart, they got grit, they got spirit.
They got spit.
They got the beat. We got the beat.
Everybody get on your feet.
Shot away from the...
I'm just a shot away.
There it is. I knew that was coming. Ball's on the floor. Everyone's running around. Whoa, someone kicked it.
Ref just did somebody a whole like, the ball. Can-can dance.
Yeah, that's your referee, Moulin Rouge.
Doing a can't-can't dance.
Doing a dead can't dance. Can you sing any dead can't dance?
Sure. Doing the neutron dance.
Is that them? I don't even know.
No, that's the Pointer Sisters.
Close enough. Vup 450 has the ball.
Pointer Sisters?
The neutron dance?
Yeah.
I think that's from the Jimmy Neutron soundtrack.
Nope. 450 goes for a layup, but she gets swatted back.
She keeps getting
by one
fouled. I mean, they are fouling left and right.
Good
here.
Lord. How are they going to run out of fouls?
Ooh, Coach thought that was a shooting foul. That's what that little hand gesture was about.
Whoa, we're going to get in a shooting war.
Is there any other kind? Vup 450 has the
war.
Ball. Uh-huh.
A diplomatic war.
War of the Roses.
A star war.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite kind.
Kasu Leach! Good to see you!
Oh, my Christ. 13-12 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
Balatique.
Tell it to Conja Club. Is that part good? That's how Han Solo's making a living, just capturing. He's like a zookeeper?
He's hauling Rathtars, Mark.
He's the zookeeper's wife suddenly.
No, he's hauling Rathtars. Oh, my God.
Hama Boogie goes down to the floor trying to get the ball.
Don't mess with my bugs.
I'm telling you.
Don't mess with my bugs! You mess with the bugs, you get the hoop.
She's as hard as a railroad spike. I mean, she's tough as 10 toppers.
She's tough as 10 penny nails.
Pass out to Hockey. Hockey will shoot.
Shot.
Get in there.
Oh.
No good.
Rebound almost. Vup 450 out of bounds. 13:41 left on the clock. It's still a one-point lead for the Shrimps, but this could be anybody's game.
It really is. It's very close. It's very tense. There's a lot of physicality out here. 12 will drive to the hoop. She'll shoot out to the... She'll pass out. That's a
Ooh,
pass, not
pass
a shot.
Pass out? She didn't pass out.
I wish she would, though. The action is that intense.
What's going to happen here?
Let's see.
Inbound for the Hoos.
I don't know what happened there, but who cares, I guess. Hood to Hollywood will inbound the ball.
Oh, my God. What a rebound or whatever it was.
Tally Levy Crouch with the rebound once again.
Oh.
She'll pass over to up 450.
There was a moment there where I thought Tally just wanted to get rid of the ball.
She did. She was being pestered so hard.
Yeah. God, these girls are tough. All of them. Every single one. I wouldn't last a second in this game.
Tally with a pass a little too strong for Molly Hockey. It'll go out of bounds, and the Hood to Hollywood team will take over from the far corner of this, the Pan Pacific North Gym. 12:39 on the clock, 13-12 Pistol
Mark,
Shrimps.
I think this is actually the first time that I ever pictured myself playing, and I got...
You got hurt just thinking about it?
Terrified.
Yeah, they are really playing very fast basketball here. They're rough. There's a lot of shoulders being thrown around.
Someone's going to get hurt. I'm honestly worried. This is a bit... Like, nobody's... I don't think anybody's really playing dirty, but it's just so passionate.
They want it. That's what's going on here, is these teams...
That's right.
Everybody wants some. I want some, too.
Everybody wants some. I want some, too. Kasu Leach!
Stop yelling when
Good
they're shooting.
Good to see you.
Hud to Hollywood has the ball. They're in the corner here. Long shot coming here from number 11. Top of the key. No good. Rebound. Hanma Boogie tries for it, but 30 gets it.
30 off to 12. 12 does an under the London Bridge leg pass. Nice pass in.
What a twisting
but
move.
It's thwarted by Babugs.
You've got to be kidding me.
What? What though? I don't
that
know
was
what
a
any
travel.
Of those signals mean.
There was a travel.
The Hooplers are going to shoot a foul.
They traveled so
Come
much.
On. I'm with you. I didn't see it. I don't know what it is, but I agree. I agree. And candle drips were coming down in the fire rain, for Satan himself had decided to do a coming out party and debut as the finest Satan all the antebellum South had ever seen in the New Money Parade.
Aunt Fester had set up a lemonade stand for the children to make a little
no
extra
points.
Magazine
it
money. Rebound.
Tied up.
No, rebound Vup 450.
13-13 Mockingbird Lane with 10:50 left on the clock. Bum ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da 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 ba
da 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 da. Allison goes
almost.
To the hoop, unfettered.
Long pass to the Hooplers, goes with a layup, and it is no good.
Rebound
Molly
Hockey.
Hockey. She's going to drive down, pivots to Mabug, Mabug to Tweet Tweet. That means a stop. The ref does a still dance, and we don't know what's shit.
Timeout there by Coach Busy. We're getting dizzy here. 13-13, 10:28 on the clock. Matt, what a season. Full of guest stars, field trips, vocab words, and the Dire Straits only sort of showing up to be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What up, Knopfler? No wonder Matt's been singing 29 Palms instead.
29
Total tangent. Palms. Am I the only one who thinks that 25 or 6-4 sounds like you guys getting confused as to what the scoreboard actually says?
6-4.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the vicarious thrills and for trying to pin down
Sitting
Captain Blasucci. Beishi, forever sidestep your questioning. Okay, thanks, bye. That's from
Bev.
It's a B and an E, I know that much.
Bev Mo.
Thanks for the card.
Thanks for the card.
Check out the card, though.
Oh, it's an anvil.
It's an anvil.
Wait,
right in the
shrimp?
Front.
Wait, is this
says shop.
Oh, shop.
It doesn't say shrimp.
I'm seeing shrimps.
Everything
in
okay at home?
In the firm. I have a blistering headache.
You wouldn't know it here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Tie game. This one's going to come down to the wire.
We got Captain Blasuchin, and same with my wife, Amanda Funbuns Lund. She's setting a pick. God damn it. The ball is plucked by one of the Hooplers. He's going to pop it up with a pump, and it doesn't happen. Vup 450 goes down. It is a melee, a scrum, a Donnybrook. It's anybody's ball and anybody's game.
I'm
Rebound.
Very worried about the health and safety of every player on the
Number
court right now.
To the Hoopers. Cross shot court in. No in. Rebound. My wife to Vup 450. I knew I married that woman for a reason, and that's for rebounds. Reason rebounds. I said, I do. But only if you rebound, and she did, right into another man's arms.
Unbelievable.
Christ, I'm alone.
Number 24, Allison will drive to the hoop, and she scores.
2 points. That puts it 15-13, Shrimps. And you better take that to the grave, Martini Nixon. Oh, and a lady insisted on it. What? there were two children born. One was a Romulus and one was a Remus.
We're not out of free throws or anything like that.
The Komodo dragon said, how about giving me a kimono and I'll change my name just slightly.
Why isn't there a kimono dragon?
There is. Mark, happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you're counting the number of songs Matt has sung tonight, happy birthday makes it around 100.
Oh, but
Hollywood
God.
Steals the ball again. They're going to score.
Oh, shit riddles.
We should do free throw shit riddles.
Okay. What's brown and pooey?
Some shit.
Ding, 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 ding. That wasn't a victory bell. It was a spelling bee. You're eliminated.
Oh, that wasn't the actual
Choco
answer.
Blue, Mark, please.
I wouldn't.
15-15, 8:39 left on the clock.
Oh,
Vup 50 pups it up, but goes down.
And they're calling the foul on...
God.
They're on calling
who?
The foul on Vup 450.
Bullshit!
You can't just do shit riddles whenever you want. All right, it's getting tense here at Pan Pacific Park. You can tell that these girls are playing for everything right here. They're That's leaving right. it all out there. 8:10 on the clock, 15-15 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
The Hoopleheads driving down the court, does a fake pass, shoots a three-pointer, no good. Rebound. Oh, God damn it.
Jump ball.
Come on. Ref, get some glasses. Go
it's
to lens
not a
crafters.
Is it a jump ball? One says
know.
Jump ball. One says foul.
My heart says, shut this down.
Oh, number 34 is going to shoot okay. free throws
All
for
right.
Hood for
yeah,
Hollywood.
Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. So wing better.
Sounded like you were saying Kennedy over and over.
Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. Yeah, ich bin ein Berliner.
Hanma Boogie stepping over towards the hoop so she can get this rebound. 7:30 on the clock here. 15-15.
Here we go. Here we go.
What's the scenario?
It's no good. But why already a toot? Like, it just came down. Stop tooting. Maybe the refs are the problem.
They can hear you.
Zebras. Go back to Foot Locker, you stank brain.
Oh, and he's doing this sort of count-off thing.
Yeah, what is he doing?
It's like a big record scratch or something. I think that's... You only have...
450. Oh. This is
that's
crazy.
A blocking foul.
How are there even fouls left in the galaxy at this point?
Yeah, it does seem like, even though the infinite is universally expanding, the universe is infinitely expanding, but the fouls are contracting here tonight on Pistol Shrimps
Paisley
Radio.
Paisley Gray is going to inbound tall to Ingrid. It's popped out.
And that's going to be Pistol Shrimps.
Pistol Shrimps
ball.
Direction. 6:35 left. It's 15-15 as sure as you're born. I'm as sure as I'm sitting here with my friends Mark and Steven.
I feel like I'm sweating bullets here. This game is intense.
Hockey. Ah, tipped off. It's anybody's ball. It's free anybody's ball night here at Pistol Shrimps Pan Pacific Sporty Stadies.
Matt, I'm so tense right now, I'm just going to go ahead and read this special 25th anniversary issue of Cowboys and Indians magazine with Kevin Costner on the cover.
Kevin Costner, huh?
I should mail this directly to my mom.
The postman himself.
Yeah, Mr. Bull Durham himself.
Tin Cup Man.
This is the Fielder of Dreams.
He was in Jack Ryan's latest movie.
He danced with a wolf.
He watered his world.
He fixed someone's roof in a real weird Boston movie where he tried another accent out, and they said, "Why, Kevin, why are we letting you do this?"
He was in a mob movie with De Niro with the French pronunciation is intouchable.
What I like to think of him as is the villain in Speed.
What?
I know, Matt, that's Dennis Hopper.
But you Hopper's passed. A hooper, and the hoop winks have fouled. Inbound, Paisley Gray to Vup 450. You got 5:22 left. It's still 15-15. If anything changes, we'll send a cable.
It's unbelievable here at Pan Pacific Park. How does Vup 450 do it?
Thank you. Jump ball is right.
Correct answer.
Listen to us, jump ball.
It's actually a foul, I guess, so Paisley Gray's going to inbound.
Whoa. What is he doing?
What's who doing?
The ref. Did he send her out?
Yes, I guess so.
One of the hooplers got out.
It's possible she fouled out. Timeout White. We got timeout here for hoop for hoop for hoopy whoop.
Hoop for hoopy whoop. Are you hoop for hoopy whoop?
I hope
this
you are.
This is hoopy week here at Pistol Shrimps Potatoes, and everybody gets a hoopy dupe.
Hey, Matt H. writes into pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. I'm the other Matthew James from California that's a HelloFresh subscriber, thanks to you two.
Oh,
I'm also perhaps the only podcast listener who enjoys Gourley's Lin Min Me musical numbers. Jesus Christ.
Stage lights flashing, the feeling smashing.
I want to thank this you guys for the great work reporting on the Spelling Bee. I absolutely love these past episodes.
And the thrill that I feel is really unreal.
We're back to basketball action.
To be in love must be the bestest feeling that a girl can feel. A special song. It's time for basketball on a reel to reel. All right. It's a popcorn ball everywhere, and it's coming our way. People are calling for fouls, and they're getting them. I thought the ref was going to high-five that girl right now, and
me
then
too.
I would say this is payola. All right, inbound Gray to Vup 450. That's the way they do things. We got Molly Hockey on the court. Stetton and Ingrid Hanma boogie. Picks are being set, and there are more girls on the turf.
They're 15, calling that a 15. Jump ball?
That was a fall ball, not to be confused.
It's a foul on number 22. That's what that was.
Good.
So Vup 450 is going to shoot some free throws. Derek and one of the dominoes, but no one else, came to church on a Wednesday night and no one was there.
And Layla from the song where the guy plays with a bottle on a guitar and a beard the size of Samsonite. Here we go.
Perfect free throw from Vup 450. 16-15 Shrimps, 3:43 on the clock.
I believe in a thing called love.
It's good. Are you okay?
It's 17-15 in favor of the Thistle Shrimps. This is like the most intense game, and you can't stop yourself. You just can't.
It's 17-15, 3:15 left on the clock, 4:50 Wimble ball. She battles back in around and gives it a round town. Vup 450 gonna do a skinny back. She gotta bounce it, but she don't gotta pounce it. Soap pass it.
Pass inside to Hanma Boogie.
So Basuch puts it up. No, that's Bastetten. Hockey in. Too many hands. Get rid of some hands.
Coach is giving him some nice encouragement here. 17-15, 2:45 left in the game. This one's for the championship, folks. Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Number two of the hoops pops it in. She's going to take it to her friend, and her friend's going to try to redeem it from some American basketball points, but she can't.
Just stop and listen to this crowd for 1 second here.
Oh, 2 points for the Hooplomatics. It's all tied up here. 17-17, it's 2:22 left on the clock.
We're going to see what happens here, folks. It's a tie game. It's a tight game. It's an all-night kind of game.
If they lose this, I'm going to sort some files.
Intercepted pass.
It's a fast break for the Hooplomatics. God damn it! You go screw!
2 minutes left.
You go screw!
19-17.
Oh, Jesus H.
Everybody's got to calm down.
Keebler.
Buck 450 lays it up. No
God,
good.
I can't take it.
Yeah, it's intense, isn't it, Matt?
I gotta get a week in Hawaii.
Number 12 drives, passes to 30.
No good. Rebound that shit.
Oh,
they're all down. We all fall down. Ashes. We're like, Thai soldiers. Martika, she used to live near me in Wasienda Heights. Waspienda Heights, that's for sure.
Is that what they used to call it?
No, but I did now when you did.
1:35 on the clock. Pistol Shrimps need 2 points to tie the game.
Come on.
450 has it. She's going to walk down the court.
She's taking her time. She's reassessing it. She's going to drive in. Oh! I don't even know how to explain it.
She drove to the basket. It was stripped out of her hands, but the ball went off of a good Hollywood player.
Okay, inbound Gray. Gray to Mabugs. Mabugs, she's trying to keep her hands out of the midst of those hooplers.
Oh, my God. It
you
is like a hockey game.
You can't do that.
It's a jump ball here. And the possession's going to go to Hood to Hollywood. 1:17 on the clock here, Matt. We're going to need some points. D DJ Busy's going to have to think about calling a timeout here. That's what I think.
Oh, but 450
has the ball.
No.
She's going to shoot two. She's going to shoot two free throws. Allison.
Oh, thank Christ.
I know this world is killing you.
Oh, Allison. I know you'll be.
We let her make the free throws.
Shoot. Okay.
You can't.
I know. Shut up, Mark. Perfect. Yes!
19-18 in favor of Hood to Hollywood.
Don't think too much about it, Allison.
Yeah, she's automatic. This is perfect.
Automatic. Don't talk, ref. You just do it.
She's going to put up another free throw here.
It's up. It's no short. Good. God damn
you
it.
You can tell as soon as it God left her hand. Hood to Hollywood
rebound
has it. They call a timeout.
He's.
What White
was
she timeout.
Doing? White timeout.
Hood to Hollywood calls timeout. 19-18.
The year that World War I said, you know what? Pretty stupid. Let's wrap this up. We all been living in trenches smelling mustard air.
What time did World War I start?
About 1:32 p.m.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then what time did it end?
1:38 p.m., so technically it went a little bit longer than they had hoped.
Yeah. Well, and that happens, you know. It's war. Pretty unpredictable. Matt, how you feeling about the game here?
I got a blistering headache, but I am here to smear the words around.
Like so many Jackson Pollock paintings, this is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Yes, and so many Jackson... Who am I thinking of?
Jackson 5.
With the bowl cut.
ABC. Easiest word, 2, 3.
Baby, give me one more chance.
Who are you thinking of with a bowl haircut?
Jackson, Eagles writer.
Eagles writer?
He's not in the Eagles, but he writes, landing on the load, trying to screw up my load. I got 84 women on time. Who is
all
it?
They're going to do is play keep away here, Matt. The Pistol Shrimps have to sort of do something.
They're missing it. Okay, rebound Stetton. Stetton, leave her alone.
Referee called timeout. Not referee. Coach Busy called timeout. Brilliant strategy from the field general, DJ Busy.
Somebody's baby. Used to
Jackson
be my,
Brown.
Jackson Brown.
He has a bowl cut?
Kind of. He's got a Ken Burns? Ken Burns, yeah.
I think he's got better hair than that.
Well, they both got great hair. Neither of them wigs either.
Ken Burns and Jackson Brown both have great hair?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Ken Burns.
Yeah. Ken Burns,
the documentarian.
Yeah.
Civil War, baseball,
ought
jazz.
To do a 10-part documentary series on his own hair.
He might have to at this point. He's running. Did he do Vietnam? He did.
Yeah.
So what's left? Haircuts.
Grenada.
You think he could do Haircuts, the documentary?
I'd watch it.
I sure would, too.
Fantastic.
Ken Burns, if you're listening, and I know you are a huge women's recreational basketball fan, please, let's have Haircuts, the documentary.
Yeah, 54 seconds left on the clock. There is a 1-point difference right now between victory and overtime.
Pistol Shrimps have the possession arrow, so if there is a jump ball here, Pistol Shrimps will retain possession. That's important information in this basketball game.
But it's inbound. Paisley Gray to Allison. Okay, come on, Allison.
Stetton sets a pick. Gray sets a pick. Allison's got the ball, surveying the court.
Oh,
she's going to drive to her right.
Oh, my God.
Ball stolen.
These hill poppers are diabolical.
Hill poppers.
Okay.
And pill hoppers is more like it. Gray will inbound. She's looking for Vup 450. She's got the ball.
She's got it.
Oh, she stepped out of bounds, but she got pushed. She got pushed out of bounds there, referee, and you know it.
What is he doing?
Allison stepped out of bounds, Matt, so Hood to Hollywood will get the ball here. 36 seconds left. Shrimps are going to have to foul here. She did step out of bounds. We have a pretty clear view of that. So Vup 450s. Stetton's got to think about fouling here. We got to foul the players. Foul someone. You have to do it.
29 seconds left. Long pass. Long, hard pass to the tall girl. Back to number two. They're just playing Dickie McQuicks.
Got a foul. I don't know why they didn't do it earlier, Matt. Got to get a foul going on. Number 12 will shoot free throws for Hood to Hollywood.
Ah!
I feel like I just got dropped off of a hot air balloon or something.
They're going to take a... Come on.
Here comes
take
a free throw for Hood to Hollywood. It's perfect. 20-18 in favor of Hood to Hollywood. She'll shoot again. 17 seconds left on the clock.
What?
Perfect free throw again. 21-18. Pistol Shrimps are behind by three. They're going to need a long shot here, and I don't know who's going to take it.
Take somebody's a three-pointer.
She does. It's no good. Rebound Hood to Hollywood. She's fouled.
Just everybody shut up.
Just we need a second.
Up.
We need a second to
Six
think about things.
Left. 6 seconds left. Wait, and they're taking another free throw?
They are, Matt.
Why?
Because Melissa Stetton fouled number two to try to keep time on the clock.
Even though they're going to get...
Yeah, because you got to make your free throws. She missed.
She did not.
So the Pistol
she
Shrimps are still alive here.
They could make a three-pointer.
It's going to take a miracle here at the end
so
of the game.
Two's got to miss this,
two's
then they
got
to get
it.
A 3
so
o'clock
see what
pointer.
She does. No
she
good,
it.
And it went out of bounds.
Okay.
Pistol
this
Shrimps have a shot.
All the marbles, or at least three of them.
Now, I'm pretty sure the ball's going to Vup 450, and they are not going
to
let her have it. Gray with the
to
ball.
Gray, what? 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 What?
Oh, a foul is called on Allison. 24 gets... Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, she's trying
she's
to...
She's pissed, and yeah. rightfully so.
Was
Their
that
feet
not a
just
real
got
foul?
Tangled up. That's all that happened. Well, that's it.
Not yet, Mark. I believe in a thing
I
called
I do, too,
love.
But... What, they call a timeout? Now what? 2 seconds left. Number two gets fouled again. We're going through this all over again here, Matt. You could feel the air coming out of the balloon here.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
No good on the free throw. Still alive here, Matt.
I'm alive.
We're going to get a miracle three-pointer here. I believe in it. I believe in it.
I believe in a three-point shot.
No good. Just got to just haul.
Oh!
Hama Boogie was shooting the ball. You better give her three. It's a shooting foul.
Is it?
No, it's not. They're going to call that a 1-1. So this game's
What's
over.
That mean? What's a 1-1?
It just means Hama Boogie's going to shoot two free throws here.
So even if she makes them.
It doesn't matter. Well, they put 1 second back on the clock. That'll really help. Not a lot they can do here, Matt. I think this ship is going down. Jack, I'll never let you forget me.
What if Hama Boogie was to back up a little?
Free throws are free throws. They're worth 1 point. It doesn't really matter. You do have to take them from that line. 1 second on the clock. Boogie's going to shoot. It doesn't go in. That's your ball game.
Motherfucker!
No! Ah! I revoke it! I rebuke it! I hope you have to wait in line at the DMV for 5 days.
Only to go to hell.
I hope every Halloween from here on out you just get apple slices.
I hope for every Christmas you just get a box of dumb dirt.
I hope you're on the 405 and then halfway through your commute home you realize you're going the wrong way.
Uh-oh, I'm on the 20.2.5.
I hope you go to the beach and you find a beached whale and you save its life. It's really difficult and it causes you a lot of strife and it messes you up for a while.
I hope God was passing out looks, but you thought he said books, so you went to the library.
21-18, Hood to Hollywood
I
wins.
I hope God was passing out brains and you thought he said trains, so you went to the train station.
I hope that God was passing out eyes and you thought he said pies, so you went ahead and got warrant involved and they said cherry time.
I hope God was passing out hyacinth flowers and you thought he said labyrinth hours and you clocked in to get lost in a goddamn
Shoop Maze.
I hope that you were handing out eyelids and God said hi bids, so you went on eBay and you bought yourself a house for $10.
I thought God was passing out libidos, but you thought he said quibids, O's, which is a serial about a bygone bidding website. And why would you go there?
I thought God was handing out big feet, but he was turning out pig heat, so you got to spend a week in some sweaty mud.
And then it's turned out to be okay because it was really just a remake of the movie Heat with pig actors like Babe. And turns out it's better that way.
Robert Hog Nero.
Give me all you got.
Al Porcino. Veal Kilmer. life is a grand pageant.
John Voink.
Life's a grand pageant of spoiled
fruit. Oh, here's Captain Blasucci.
Captain Blasucci.
How you feeling?
Wow. That was a hell of a game out there, Matt.
Don't you have any emotion? Come on, you were so close and then you lost it. Give me some humanity.
Kevin Costner, huh?
Yeah, it's a magazine called Cowboys and Indians. When you think of a cowboy and or an Indian, who do you think of?
You know, Mark, nowadays when we say Indian, I think you mean Native American. And when you say cowboy, I think you mean Kevin Costner. You know, at the end of the day, Costner's going out there, dances with wolves. Last of the Mohicans was also a movie around that time. Wasn't
no, he's
him.
Not in that.
It wasn't him. Daniel Day-Lewis. But, you know, every time Costner goes out there, he brings his A game, you know, and that's what we did. You know, at the end of the day, we're a team, and the other team is a team, too. So, you know, whoever wins, they're taking a picture without me.
Maria Blasucci, our team captain.
Well, there it is.
Bittersweet, Matt.
It's
more sweet than bitter.
Sweet.
Bitter than sweet.
Symphony.
Oh, you went there.
Yeah, but yours is bittersweet. Not sweet than bitter. Bitter than sweet.
Your final score is something to a little bit less. That's it for Pistol Shrimps Radio. This
over.
Season's done, folks. We thank you for listening.
Yeah, we got our friend from New Jersey. That was a hell of a game for you to see. Are you bummed that they didn't win?
I'm a little bummed. I came all the way across country to see him, and they was close.
Yeah, that's how the Snickers bar gets unwrapped.
Yeah, my girlfriend's back.
Hi, and my girlfriend's back.
And you're gonna be in trouble. Hey, now, my girlfriend's back.
Mark, what do you think about that game?
Why are you interviewing me with your microphone?
Sorry.
Absolutely, Matt. Well, it's pandemonium here at the gym. There's a lady with
donuts.
Thanks
for coming.
We got,
appreciate you coming all that way.
It's crazy here. I don't even know where to look anymore.
Oh, my God. I'm riled up. I'm on the jazz. I got a headache the size of West Texans. And I don't know what to do.
We're going to have to take some Advil or something. Some Madvil.
Yeah, Madvil is right.
Try to get not sad.
Oh,
okay.
Well, that just means next season things are going to be different.
I think so. Hell of a season, though, from the Pistol Shrimps. You can't take that away from them. 8-2 on the season. That is nothing to shake your salad shooter at.
Remember in that episode of 30 for 30 where Henry Hill from Goodfellas actually fixes college games?
Do I remember the episode of 30 for 30 where the... No, I don't.
You haven't heard that one?
You talking about Jimmy the Greek?
No. That's a good one. When Henry Hill, the real man from Goodfellas...
He was fixing college basketball games?
Fixing college ball. It's a really good documentary.
I'll have to watch that one.
Watch it.
You sure you're not just talking about Goodfellas?
No. Anyway, I'm thinking maybe we try that next semester.
We try fixing these games?
Yeah.
In what way? We're going to pay off the Pistol Shrimps opponents to lose?
I don't know how it works, but
so
we have
the offseason to figure out how to fix basketball games.
Yeah, it's because it is clearly broken. From Pan Pacific, Mark, my name's North, and this is Pistol Shrimps Raceball. Mark?
What?
What do you know about it?
I want to thank everybody for listening, sending in emails, sending in tweets, sending in... we have a subscription to Cowboys and Indians magazine that I believe is 3 years
that
long.
That we did not have prior to this.
It's also addressed to Mr. McConville and Gorley, care of Downeaster Alexa. So, Matt, with that, take
and
it away.
I'm on the Downeaster Alexa.
And I'm cruising through Block Island Sound.
Really go for this part, though.
There are giants out there in the canyon.
Uh-huh.
And a good captain can fall asleep. We took on diesel back in Montauk yesterday. Left this morning from the bell in Gardner's Bay. Like all the locals here, I've had to sell my home. Bye, Valerie. Too proud to leave, I worked my fingers to the bone so I could own my Downeaster Alexa.
Thanks for listening, folks, if you still
and
are listening.
I work with the rod and the reel.
I don't know how you could be.
Tell my wife I'm trolling Atlantis. And a god awful Vance Aberdeen.
Tell it to Conja Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.